Rocky View School's Adult Learning is being rebranded as the South Central Adult Learning Society, SCALS. Up until recently, the organization, which focuses on building foundational learning in adults for English language literacy, basic digital literacy, and practical numeracy, has been administered by Rocky View Schools. That is despite being a mostly unaffiliated program funded directly by the provincial government's Ministry of Skilled Trades and Professions as a participating member organization of the Community Adult Learning Program, CALP. SCALS will now be recognized as an independent government-funded society with its own board, serving Rocky View County, Airdrie, Cochrane, and Chestermere. The move is a significant one for the organization, according to SCALS program coordinator Tanya Clapp, but also one that brings it in line with 87 other CALP groups across the province. "The vast majority are operating as non-profits around the province," explained Clapp. "Our goal is for more of the community at large to identify us more as a foundational learning, adult literacy organization. Sometimes that relationship with the school division is a misrepresentation of who we are. Some people thought we were like a high school for adults." Clapp felt it was the right time to go the independent route. She highlighted the growing need for what her organization offers to those born in Canada who have challenges with their foundational literacy skills, and also newcomers to Alberta who seek a greater understanding of the English language in order to better thrive in Canadian society. "It's interesting because we like to think of our country and our province as highly literate," she said. "The fact of the matter is, that is just not true. We know this from international literacy, PAIC, surveys that are done every 10 years in about 40 countries in the world. We know from that research that 1 in 5 Albertans is actually below the foundational level for literacy rates. That is actually quite significant. Unlike students who are enrolled in elementary and secondary school programs because it is required of them," Clapp said, "the adult students who come to SCALS have a lot of practical experience of the world and are self-motivated to learn, realizing they have gaps in their skills and knowledge that may be holding them back from really flourishing in society. We are going to support people and guide them on the right path, but essentially they are the ones dictating where their learning goes," she explained. "Respecting their background knowledge and bringing that into play is huge. Primarily, this is about personal growth. By improving their reading and writing skills, learning basic computer skills, or delving into basic numeracy, SCALS adult learners approach the world with a newfound confidence. When you build skills and are able to be more successful in your world, whether that's at work or home or the community, the confidence that comes out of that is probably one of the most significant outcomes of our program," Clapp stated. "And you can maybe stand a little taller as a person." According to Clapp, the program also has a proven track record of opening doors for improved employment opportunities and social success. "It really is game-changing, especially for English language learners," she said. "It is so hard to participate in society when you are unable to engage in the language." SCALS also works with the nationally funded United for Literacy organization to help some students obtain their GEDs. "If you need skill development, then we are going to help support it," Clapp said. Clapp acknowledged there is an important threshold each and every person who comes to her organization must cross. They have to admit they have gaps in their learning that need to be addressed, and they have to be willing to come forward and ask for help in filling those gaps. "There is a need for programming like this, and we just try to create that welcoming space for people to come in with no judgment, no shame," she said. "And how can we help you out? There sometimes is a barrier to coming to receive support and disclosing they have an issue in the first place." For more information on SCALS, visit their website at scals.ca. If you have an inquiry about learning at SCALS, email info@scals.ca.